Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And good morning, friends. It is Thursday, what Amy likes to call the weekend of the weekday, something
the
like
Friday
that.
Friday of the weekdays.
That's right, because tomorrow kind of feels like a Saturday.
Well, we expect most of you to mail it in tomorrow.
And we're going to do the exact same, but
that's
not today.
How we do.
Today we're on fire, baby. 314-436.
Well, calm down.
7900. Please text the show or call the show Odyssey app. You can record voice messages and send them from there. We are streaming live. You can watch us on Facebook and YouTube and Twitter. And you need to follow us on Twitter at Chris Amy KMOX so we can be interactive with you.
It's more fun that way.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
The St. Louis Sports Commission did a survey and found that visitors who came into town for the Frozen Four back in April left with a good impression of St. Louis, which I think is a pretty good step forward
good
for us.
Yes, for the Gateway City.
We always think everybody from the outside looks down on us.
Well, don't be too excited because White House is warning of mass firings in the government if the shutdown happens. Also, U.S. prosecutors are seeking an indictment of former FBI Director James Comey. We will chat with CBS Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett about all of that.
He'll be with us at 10:30. The Cardinals lost to the Giants, and in that, they have been officially eliminated from postseason contention. So it is over for the Cardinals this season, though they do have one more series left to go. They're going to play at Wrigley Field starting tomorrow, which just a complete sidebar here. Wrigley Field will be the site of a John Mulaney show next year, and Amy is very excited about that.
I did. I think one time I said I love John Mulaney, and Ron has never forgotten that.
That's right.
This is my Michigan J. Frog.
That's your Michigan J. Frog.
Because yeah, Ron.
You love John Mulaney.
Ron mentioned he loved Michigan J. Frog.
To my family.
And it stuck with him the rest of his life.
That's
That'll
all
be
I
fun.
Got. All I got for Christmas was Michigan J. Frog stuff for like 8 straight years.
I love it. We've all been there. My sister had the same thing with little tea sets.
Oh, you like little tea sets, do you? It's like that extreme makeover home edition.
Yes.
We're like, do you like baseball, kid? Like, baseball's fine. And then this whole room is just one giant baseball when they redo the house.
Speaking of events.
Yeah, speaking of baseball and the Cardinals being eliminated, the Cardinals are as we know, one of the biggest attractions in St. Louis. And when people typically come in from out of town, one of the things they do is go to Cardinals baseball. We know that attendance has been down this year, historically down for them, because they usually draw massive, massive crowds. We get over 3 million people through the turnstiles routinely. It hasn't looked the same in the last few years. But we did have a pretty big event back in April when the Frozen Four, which is the NCAA hockey tournament where they crown the national champion, it is exactly what it sounds like, the Frozen Four, like the Final Four, right? It's a really big hockey tournament. We were awarded that, and it turned out really well. Well, the St. Louis Sports Commission did a survey, and they talked to 700 fans, and 80% of the people they surveyed were in from out of town. 45% were people visiting the city for the first time. So what they wanted to know was, what were the favorable, what were the impressions of St. Louis when they came in, before they got here, and then once they were leaving, right? So they did an entry and an exit survey.
Mm-hmm.
And what they did was they asked for one word impressions of the city. So at first, the pre-visit impressions, the word that came up the most was arch, followed by dirty, excited, busy, fun, big, interesting, dangerous, boring, beer, historic. You go down the list, yeah. Unsafe is there too. When they left, Amy, and as you've seen the survey too, of the 16 words, because they did 16 words for each, right? Of the 16 words post-visit, all of them except for one, was a positive word about the city, like fun, clean, great, nice, beautiful, food, cool. So it's a really simple way to look at the city, right?
Yeah, only one of the negative words remained.
And it was dirty.
That was dirty.
And it was very low on the list.
Was number two for first time pre-visit impressions. Dirty was number two. It fell down to 13.
Yes. And so what they found was that 74% of people indicated that St. Louis exceeded their expectations as a host city. Now, we talk about this because, I mean, we spend a lot of time. And I think we have there's some sort of inferiority complex, I believe we have in the city of St. Louis.
Sometimes warranted, I think.
Sometimes, yes.
Sometimes not.
But we don't celebrate the victories enough. And even this is a survey of 700 people, but I like the indication that people, a bunch of thousands of people who came into town for this event back in April, left with a pretty good impression of the city, because that's what we need in order to grow. We need people, not just from the inside, but we need people from the outside to think we're all right.
Well, we do. And you also, again, you need people from the outside to think we're all right. And obviously, as this study showed, the most effective way for outsiders to think we're all right is for them to visit.
Yeah.
And you got to have a reason for them to visit, because
right.
more than 80% of the Frozen Four visitors came from out of town. Now, you may think, well, I've never heard of the Frozen Four. And that's fine if you haven't. It's college hockey, as Ronj mentioned. But we got the Frozen Four because the city eventually approved the improvements and renovation of
Enterprise Center. Yep.
Now, remember, a lot of people were against it, including the mayor at first, who was not mayor at the time. She's an alderwoman, because of the tax increment financing, right? The tax breaks. Why do we have to give tax breaks? It's kind of a dirty game. I get it. You don't want to have to offer TIFs for everything. But eventually, the city accepted it, granted the tax breaks. Enterprise was renovated over the course of 3 years, whether it was the locker rooms, the concourse, they replaced all the seats, new Jumbotron.
My favorite go-to is the electrical system in the building that was still,
yes.
And when did they change it up? 6-7 years ago?
It was 2017,
I think,
is when they started.
It was right about when I first moved back to St. Louis,
they
so 17 or 18.
Yeah.
They were still running their entire electrical system in the building on Windows 95.
Love it.
Windows 95.
Yeah, which is incredible. That's what they were doing. And what the argument for allowing these renovations to Enterprise is, if you don't fix up this place, it becomes irrelevant and you are not going to get Olympic trials, gymnastics, or figure skating. You're not going to get Final Four. You're not going to get big concerts. And man, oh man, were they spot on, because the people who plan these events are going to tour the facilities. So you think about that. Okay. We renovate Enterprise. Now we have the Frozen Four. 80% of the visitors come from out of town. Generated over $20 million of revenue for the city. And it improved people's view of the city and their perception of the city. And that's important, and that's what we have to do. So you need to get visitors here.
There's a lot of work to be done in that area, and I think we're a long way off from getting there. Yep. But we have to make progress. We cannot be this. Look, I've got a ton of friends who are from out of town. A lot of them from Northern Illinois. Some of them from other places. And generally, you know, California, whatnot. Generally speaking, they don't. When you say St. Louis to them, they go, oh, you know, like they don't really think much of it, or they have a visceral negative opinion, a negative reaction to the city, like, oh, that place sucks, you know, that kind of thing. And we can sit here internally and tell ourselves, who cares what anybody else thinks about us? And that's fine. But it's not fine if you try to attract people to, you want tourists, mm-hmm. you want people who live outside the area who might have a business someday that they want to bring to the area, or they're looking to move to a favorable city or market. You want them to at least have St. Louis in mind and not think things like, oh, it's dirty and dangerous. Because if they think it's dirty and dangerous, they're never coming here just to be here. So that's tourism dollars out the window. But then it's also the potential for growth, you know, getting people to want to move here or want to bring their businesses here. That is a huge problem.
It's such a great place for to raise a family. And when I say St. Louis, I mean the bi-state area, because when outsiders say St. Louis, they don't know the difference between downtown St. Louis Chesterfield or Fenton or Afton or Baldwin. They don't know. They don't know the difference. It's all St. Louis to them. Even St. Charles, because I bet when people in St. Charles, or I know when a lot of people in St. Charles go on vacation and people ask where they're from, you say
St. Louis.
St. Louis, right. So the whole area, it is such a great place to raise a family. I've always said that. I stand by that. With so many options, not just the schools, the arts, the food scene, the sports scene. It is easy to get around. It is affordable compared to so many other cities. However, it's not necessarily a big, sexy attraction for tourists compared to cities like New York or LA. And it probably does have a different vibe if you are like a single person, 20s, 30s, 40s, who would rather live in a New York or a Chicago. I get it. I get that hot singles in my area. I know all of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You see those signs. It's not exactly, but that's okay. So now we need to keep giving people reasons to come here, besides that it's a great place to raise a family.
And it's not just that. It's all, you're right about the great place to raise a family thing, because that will only take you so far. What we need to do is make this more appealing to the younger people, so that when they graduate from college and maybe they come back and they're here for a little bit, they're staying with their mom and dad, they don't say, okay, that's it, I'm moving to Chicago now, yeah, or I'm going to New York or Nashville. I'm not going, you know.
We don't want to lose so many Wash U graduates,
right,
for instance.
You want them to stay here. You want them to be here and want to be here. So you have to appeal to them too. It can't just be the family life. It's got to be everything. They have to have an incentive to think that St. Louis is cool enough to stay here once they do come back home after graduation, or once they graduate, even thinking of coming back here. Because there are a lot of people who might graduate, go to Mizzou, and they go, you know what, I'm not even bothering going back to St. Louis. I'm going to go find a bigger market to live in.
Don't you think that demographic that we're talking about, that's the city-centric demographic? The families love to live in St. Charles and Baldwin and Kirkwood. That's great.
Yeah.
But that younger group, that vibrant city, that's the city-centric life that we need.
Yeah, and there are, I mean, I see a lot of people, whether it's on TV here or just that I know, and I think, that person's not long for St. Louis. Mm-hmm. They're just not going to stay here. You get a feeling, right? Like they're too talented or too hot. You know, they're going to go somewhere.
Is it when you look in the mirror every morning?
Else. Oh, no, I love it here. I love being hot and talented.
I'm too hot and talented for this place.
And again,
is that
this
what
is
you
a,
think?
Yes. This is it, it was a it's a survey, 700 people. It's not necessarily scientific, you know, but I just think it's a good indication, because it could have gone the other way. It could have been that 74% of people who responded thought the city sucked. and they didn't say that. So we should take the victories and run with them and build on them, right?
Yep.
Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji. We will have Sean Malone at the bottom of the hour, 9:30. He is still going after my sheriff, Montgomery, Alfred Montgomery. He's suing the city. So we want to find out more about that. So Sean Malone checks in. Matt Pauly at 10 o'clock on the Cardinals. Major Garrett at 10:30. A lot going on nationally. Ozzie Smith will be on the show today
at
11. The Wizard. He's on the show at 11 today. It's Chris and Amy on KMOX.
Chris Ranji, Amy Mark scores with you. Well, there is a new study that looks at America's spending habits when it comes to McDonald's, the Golden Arches. So a new study actually found some pretty startling stats surrounding delivery apps and fast food and how much money we're spending on our food through third-party delivery services. Now, rather famously, I've never had anything delivered.
Famously?
Infamously.
Oh, everyone knows how Amy Marks Kors has never had anything delivered before. Who?
I don't think that word means what you think it means.
That's like when I was going to the airport that one time, and this dude with his girlfriend, he's like, hey, take, he recognized me and he wanted to take a photo, and she's taking the photo, and she takes one, and he goes, take another one. And she goes, who is this? That was awesome.
That's so good. No, well, famously, because I take a lot of flack for it. I've always struggled with the idea of Uber Eats and Grubhub, and I already don't want to pay for food out.
Yeah.
But then to pay a huge increase
so
in
expensive.
Price.
It is so
because
expensive.
You're getting it delivered, but now it's finally quantified. So in this study, they posed the same order in over 100 cities across the country. The order at McDonald's is a Big Mac combo meal, a quarter pounder with cheese deluxe large meal, a six-piece Chicken McNuggets Happy Meal, and a hamburger Happy Meal, presumably feeding a family. So a 2025 study showed that the average cost of that order was $36.95, which is almost a 24% increase since 2023. But when you have that meal delivered through a third-party delivery service like Uber Eats, the average cost, $62.36.
So from $37 to $62.
It doubled.
The fees are outrageous.
DoorDash turned out to be the most expensive delivery app option with an average increase in price of 71%. More than buying it direct from McDonald's. So DoorDash was the most expensive, but the others were not far behind. Uber Eats was almost 70%, and Grubhub was 61% markup. So again, you go to McDonald's, or you say, hey, I don't have the energy to make dinner tonight, kids. What do you guys want? Chicken nuggets? Quarter pounder with cheese? Hamburger Happy Meal? Okay, let's get it delivered through DoorDash. That is going to cost you $62.36.
Crazy. But I can understand doing it like every once in a while. You just don't feel like leaving the house, or you can't. But the markup is crazy. That's insane with all the fees. And it reminds me of, and if my memory is wrong on this, y'all can tell me. We know that pizza was really the first place to deliver Chinese food delivered too. Mm-hmm. But it if I remember correctly, it never used to be that, well, there was never the third party delivery service.
Right.
The restaurants always had their own, like Domino's had their own, Emo's had their own, and so on and so forth. But it would be the cost of whatever you paid for, and then you would just tip the driver.
Yeah.
There was no like additional cost to it that I remember. I feel like this is just a last 10-year thing, 10 to 15-year maybe, where these fees on top of whatever you're paying for are just enormous. And I get it. Like, I mean, you've got to pay these drivers. I understand that. But what DoorDash and Grubhub and Uber Eats are taking off the top is nuts.
Well, I think it didn't exist because the third-party delivery option didn't exist.
It didn't exist.
As you mentioned.
But the restaurants, I don't think most of them charged. Maybe sometimes there was a delivery fee of $5. But I don't think so.
I don't think so either, because my friend's brother was a delivery guy for, I want to say Cecil Whitaker's, but maybe it was Little Caesars.
Okay.
And he, you know, his money was basically tips. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they paid him, but it was tips. And you weren't paying a delivery fee. Like you said, maybe that changed with the times, but the third party option didn't even exist until a few years ago. And the markup is absolutely insane, because can you imagine when you were in second grade and you had your friends over for a sleepover on a Friday night? You said, "Mom, Dad, can we order pizza?" And they said, "Sure." And when they had it delivered, it was double what it would have cost if you had picked it up at the store. Nope. I don't think anybody in 1992 would have paid $40 for
absolutely
pizza
not.
Instead of $20 for pizza.
Nope. They would have said, "What is that?
What is that? Yeah.
Absolutely not.
That
not
going to
do that."
To childhood me, that seems absolutely insane.
The fees are too much. And I don't think much of the third-party delivery apps as it is. You remember Grubhubs from several years ago, and there was an FTC class action lawsuit mm-hmm. against them because they were listing restaurants on their service, on their website. So people would go to the website, order, the driver would show up at the restaurant. The restaurant's like, "What are you talking about? You know, we don't have an order, or this is not how much this costs. We did not even consent to being on your app," but they would have to come through on the order. And then a lot of times, whatever Grubhub put as the price of an item was like $2, $3, $4 less than the restaurant was paying. Then the restaurant would have to pay on top of that. They would have to pay the delivery service. It was just a nightmare for them. They were actually losing money by having food delivered. Mm.
And quick note, if you are thinking, "Oh, I've done Grubhub before and it's not that bad," remember, this is just McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
This is the same McDonald's order, but this study found that the same order delivered from the same company could vary as much as $33.88 between the different 100 cities because of different municipal codes, tax, city tax, state tax, and so forth. So you could have a difference between $33.
Nuts. Look, unless you're rich, you shouldn't be doing this. Are you rich?
Do you think the president Grubhub's McDonald's?
No, he's got... I'm sure we're paying for it, I'm sure.
If my tax dollar is going to Uber Eats McDonald's...
Oh, we are absolutely
McDonald's,
paying for Uber Eats.
Bill Clinton would have, probably. He loved McDonald's.
He would run there.
He would run there.
He was running there.
I can only picture Phil Hartman.
That's right.
And are you going to finish that?
Intercept the Bob Warlords. Sean Malone, KMOX reporter, will be here in studio next because our sheriff, Alfred Montgomery, is suing the city of St. Louis. My sheriff.
Thank you.
My sheriff, Alfred Montgomery, suing the city of St. Louis. And we've got Sean Malone with the latest on that next on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Sean Malone from the KMOX newsroom, reporter here at the Voice of St. Louis. He has been after my sheriff, Alfred Montgomery, for weeks now.
He didn't indict him, though, Ron. Sean, I'm just telling you what's happening.
I'm not actually going after him.
He's been doing some investigative gotcha reporting. So, Sean Malone, we know the sheriff is suing the city, and you were in this week to tell us a little bit about what's going on. So yesterday was fun, huh?
Yeah, it was actually quite surprising. I remember walking in yesterday to what was supposed to be a hearing about a temporary restraining order from the sheriff asking the judge to, hey, for now, block this new bill that was signed into law that says I have to transport detainees because it could have irreparable harm. We'll get into what that is in a second. But us in the press kind of thought, okay, this would be like a 30-minute, maybe an hour-long hearing, something like that. You know, one other reporter was kind of saying, yeah, I might have like a 40-second voiceover with some B-roll for my newsroom later tonight. Turns out it was almost a pseudo-trial with how things wound up going because the city countersued and they're asking for a temporary restraining order essentially to force the sheriff to take on the duties that they say he should always have been doing of transporting detainees in need of emergency medical care. And both sides wound up calling witnesses yesterday, which was a surprise to all of us from the outside looking in as to that happening. Mm-hmm. So the sheriff called on his colonel, who argued that, you know, he's the one that's in charge of doing the scheduling and figuring out who's going to be assigned to what on which days of the week and what time shifts. And he says that there, you know, we've reported this previously. This is the case they've been making the whole time. There is not enough manpower in the current budget to adequately keep the courthouse safe, both courthouses, and transport detainees, as well as do some of the other small jobs that the sheriff's department has. You know, they're also involved with keeping the juvenile detention center safe. They are also, serve papers and things like that. So they don't have the manpower to do all that stuff. And it's just amongst their priorities, transporting detainees is what they looked at and said, this is something that, according to the laws on the books, their interpretation of them, the jail should be doing, we shouldn't be doing. And then we got Tammy Ross, who testified, speaking from the perspective of the jail, the St. Louis City Justice Center. And if you recall, that is who Sheriff Alfred Montgomery had detained, that he was federally indicted by, not me, the feds, Ranji.
Yep.
And then former Sheriff Vernon Betts testified as well. And I think this might be the first time the two of them have shared a room together since Alfred Montgomery took over. It was cordial the entire time. They didn't interact at all. There was no, hey, how you doing? I don't think anyone really expected that from either of them, but there was no real obvious sense of bad blood between the two of them. I wouldn't say they're on good terms, but it's not like there was some, you know, Law and Order dramatic courtroom shouting or something like that that happened. So
were you surprised by the presence of anyone in that room yesterday, whether it be city
not
leadership?
Not knowing going in that we were expecting testimony from anyone, let alone him.
Yeah.
I was very surprised when I walked in. You know, you go up the elevator to the floor that the courtroom was on for that day and that hearing. And you know, we walk into the 8th floor lobby. There's a couple members of the press hanging out there, and hanging out with them is Vernon Betts. And I was like, oh, The former sheriff is here. That's interesting. What are you doing here? And then he said that he was there to testify. So the testimony that we got from both sides in what turned into an all-day event, the hearing started at 11. It didn't wrap up till about 4:30 in the late afternoon, early evening. That really caught everyone off guard that both sides were essentially getting a chance to argue their cases and have testimony for just a temporary restraining order. This was not the trial. It felt like it because of the arguments that were being made. But this was just both sides saying, no, we're asking you, judge, to force one side or the other to continue transporting or start transporting detainees in need of medical care until we can sort this all out with a true trial.
So the sheriff is arguing they don't have the manpower to do this, even though you said yesterday they are pretty well staffed.
Yes, compared to a couple of years ago, that's probably the biggest success Alfred Montgomery has had in his short tenure. For all the shortfalls about how he's managed the budget, decision-making with it, all the other stuff that has gotten him in legal trouble, he has gotten that place nearly fully staffed out. There are only a few, I forget off the top of my head, but there are only a few deputies shy of what they're budgeted for. And that's something that he ran on coming in, that he would raise the starting salary for deputies and be able to fill out his ranks. But they're still saying that they don't have the adequate manpower to do both. And they brought back something which was interesting that hasn't really come up yet at this point. And that was, if you recall, a year, maybe a year and a half ago, there was that rift between former Sheriff Ferdinand Betts and the judges, because the judges were upset. They didn't feel like the courtrooms were being adequately protected. There weren't enough deputies protecting them, and sent him a letter saying basically they were going to look to hire their own bailiffs. And so, you know, they wound up reaching an agreement to make it work. But, you know, that's the argument here that was brought up by the sheriff, Alfred Montgomery's legal team, and David Mason, is that Ferdinand Betts says he was able to do both. They're arguing that no, Ferdinand wasn't able to do both. You know, Judge Mason was a judge at that time, and he's basically saying, like, no, we had issues with not feeling properly protected in the courthouse, not having enough bailiffs protecting us at the courthouse. And that the Sheriff Montgomery is making that his top priority, making sure the courthouse is protected first, and other things such as transporting detainees that he feels like he's not legally obligated to do fall by the wayside.
So when are we going to know what the judge has decided about the restraining order?
Probably not anytime soon. I would be shocked if we hear by later this week, just because the judge has asked for any other information or documentation that needs to be filed to be done by the end of the week. So I'd be shocked if the judge makes any kind of a decision before she gets all of that information. One thing I did fail to ask, which, you know, I would like to follow up with someone at this point, is who's doing the transporting right now? Because law on the books, as it's written, it should be the sheriff. Sheriff is arguing that they can't. So who's doing it at the moment? Now, I don't know if we've had any emergencies since the bill was signed on Monday that required transportation. But on Friday, I know five people had to be transported and watched through the weekend. So who is going to be watching those people at this moment? That I'm not sure of at this time.
So is there still a real push to have him removed from office?
Yes, still a very real.
With Andrew Bailey,
yes,
no longer the AG.
Yeah, Catherine Hanaway is taking over, and she has said she's going to continue that. She's going to continue the criminal case against County Executive Sam Page. She's not coming in and dropping either of those, from the sound of things. But the this is where Sheriff Montgomery has no choice but to fight against this bill, because if he just kind of accepts that this has always been the role of the sheriff, that he was always supposed to transport detainees and he has not been, that's one of the counts against him, is that he neglected to transport detainees, even though that was his duty. And that's part of the push to remove him from office. So if he kind of concedes that, that hurts him in the Quo Warranto case, and could it make it an easy case for him to be removed? Now, which one gets settled first? I would imagine the Quo Warranto gets settled first before we have a full trial about this law, because the Quo Warranto is already scheduled. They want to move quickly with this. It's set for mid-November, so right. I'd be shocked if we get the temporary restraining order should certainly be settled before then. But in terms of an actual full trial to argue out this law and its legal merits, and the merits of, and they didn't get into this yesterday, whether or not the city can tell a county elected official. I know St. Louis is a city not within a county. It kind of operates as its own county. But can St. Louis city government tell the sheriff how to do his job? You know, Judge Mason, the attorney for Sheriff Alfred Montgomery, says no, they can't. But, you know, we'll see. It's like I said, it's that weird dynamic because it's, you know, the city's budget that the sheriff gets its money from. The city is not within a county. It's not like, you know, this is Hazelwood or something like that, mm-hmm. trying to tell the St. Louis County office holder what to do. It's a very interesting dynamic that it'll be interesting to see them argue it out in court when it goes to the full trial.
Okay, so all of that technical stuff aside, and this, unfortunately, is a serious question. Have we seen the sheriff using the golf carts at all?
I have not seen the sheriff using the golf cart.
Has anybody seen him carting
around? I have actually not seen the golf carts. I don't know if they're marked or anything like that. I know they said that the purpose of them was like to... I think it was something, if I'm working off the top of my head here, less intimidating than a sheriff's vehicle when they're providing like security downtown or something for
wrong.
An event or
they
what have you.
No.
It is certainly
is
less intimidating
yes.
than you know an SUV would be. But you know, again, it's like, what do you need a golf cart for?
Well, to me, yes, it's less intimidating if you've seen Paul Blart Mall Cop. On his Segway.
I haven't.
That's what the sheriff looks
Should
like
we
in his
rank,
golf
like,
cart.
Security
yes.
modes of transportation
Actually,
by their level of intimidation?
Yes.
Actually, they should be on Segways.
There are sometimes I've seen cops on Segways.
They should have to transport prisoners on Segways.
Like, do they just like kind of
they
hold
wrap
your hips?
Around their
yeah.
waist?
That'd be a real...
Hold on tight.
Yeah, that'd be a real halftime show. All right, well, keep us updated if something happens. Let me know when I could protest next.
Anytime. It is a free country, Ronji.
Sean walked in here and said,
I missed
you were
yesterday.
Not there yesterday, and you could have protested yesterday.
Maybe not in the courtroom. You would have gotten thrown out by the sheriff's deputies. That would be very interesting.
I had to take my car in to get it looked at because the blinker is too loud.
Oh,
joking.
You gotta fill up on blinker
He's
fluid.
He's not joking. The blinker's really loud.
I got a new car and the blinker is so loud.
I need to hear this. How is a blinker too loud?
You know what? I'm gonna record it.
Okay.
I'm gonna record it and bring it back in because it is obnoxious. It is obnoxious.
I've never heard that.
Yeah. Excuse me. Is my
Could
blinker,
you do something about this?
Blinker supposed
How
to be
How do you even
loud?
Ask, like, without them, the mechanics thinking you're trying to prank them or mess with them, how do you even bring it in with a straight face, ask, yeah, my blinker's too loud. Can you do something about this?
Here's the thing. I may have lied. I didn't actually do it, but I really want to because that thing is...
You Googled
wow,
it, though.
I did
like,
Google
it really
it.
Is loud. Yeah, you didn't
I spent
take it
a lot
in,
of time on Google trying to figure out why my blinker is so loud and
were
what I can do about it.
Were other people expressing
yes,
the same thing?
Yes.
Okay.
There were message boards. Mm-hmm. People, same model, same car. Everybody was like, yeah, this blinker is so loud.
There's no recourse. No lonelier feeling than when you've got like an issue about something and you Google it and you don't find it any other questions previously asked. It is just you with this problem.
Yep.
You against the world.
Yep. That's
maybe we can get Maria Kina on this.
I'm going to ask. Great. Why don't you have Sean do it? Oh, he's too busy with
he's
the sheriff.
He's busy with the sheriff. You can't have him covering all your business, Ron.
That's right.
You're monopolizing
he's
the
He's trying
newsroom.
To distract me from the sheriff.
Yeah.
Well,
sending me down
You're
loud
right.
blinker rabbit holes instead.
Sean, it is so loud. I'm going to record it and play it for you.
You have tomorrow. We're doing it tomorrow.
We'll do it tomorrow.
All right.
Sean, thank you.
No problem.
That is Sean Malone, KMOX reporter and anchor with us here. Did you see this? Next on the Chris and Amy Show, 104.1 FM KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Ranj, you bought a new car, but a lot of people are buying new homes.
Homes.
Sales of newly built homes in the U.S. jumped unexpectedly last month to the highest level since January 2022. Sales were up 20.5% compared to July and up 15.4% compared to last August. So that was even before mortgage rates started falling, so it could be a sign that maybe price cuts and other incentives used by home builders amid an oversupply of new homes is actually working.
So, I mean, this would be great if we get to a point where eventually it is not, and for the last several years, it has been really tough to buy a new home, and we know that younger people are having more difficulty buying new homes. It would be nice if this is a trend that continues, because you can't just, you know, we can't have a situation where so much benefit in our society is tied into home ownership and for people to be left out of that completely because it's too expensive. Because there are so many incentives tied into owning your own house as opposed to renting. Well, if it's too expensive, you don't get those benefits, right? So we need to get to a place where housing is way more accessible to people in general, not just a current trend.
And it's interesting, too, because just talking about home ownership, home renting, even renting a home or condo trend, a lot of times it is like younger people, people wanting to start families, first-time home buyers who are looking to buy homes, because there are older people who obviously there's a benefit to owning a home, but there's also a lot of work and a lot of added expenses.
Yep.
And so as people get older, sometimes the idea of owning a townhome or a condo or renting a house lifts some of the burden of the upkeep and expenses.
Yes. But then you're also paying...
You are paying a lot.
You're paying the fees every month.
But I guess what I mean is as America ages, one thing is, as they said, you know, boomers are staying in their houses longer.
Right.
But if older generations start moving to renting situations, downsizing condos, it might open up some homes for younger people as well.
Speaking of houses, there is a show on HGTV called Scariest House in America, where they are touring homes around the country trying to find what they believe is the scariest one in America. So tomorrow at 8 o'clock, a St. Louis home is going to be featured on it. It is in the College Hill neighborhood, and it is the Bissell Mansion. Are you aware of the Bissell Mansion? It's one of the oldest.
The vacuum cleaners, people?
You know, I don't have any idea. Is it really?
That
I did not know.
I just heard about all of this for the first time, so I did just guess, but let's see.
So it is the oldest house in St. Louis, or one of the oldest homes in St. Louis, and the owners of the place don't believe that it is especially haunted or scary, but HGTV thinks that it is, so they are going to tour it. The house was built in 1823, so yes, it is the oldest house in St. Louis. In fact, the owner, when they were renovating out front, they discovered back in June part of a human skeleton under the front porch.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of people died in this home.
Wow. So it is the General Daniel Bissell. The house was built between 1812 and 1820 in its federal style of architecture. So Daniel Bissell, it says he was an important figure in the early military history of the region. It does not mention...
Vacuums?
Yeah.
They didn't have vacuums back in the...
It could be a descendant. We'll look into it.
We'll look into it.
And if you know, 314-436-7900. That's so funny that you say that because every year, radio stations, TV stations talk about the spookiest homes, the spookiest buildings. We have all heard of the Lemp Mansion and the Exorcist House.
In Alton, there's that mansion. I forgot what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Or the old hotel.
Yeah, and then Zombie Road out in Wildwood. Heard about Zombie Road.
There's a zombie road everywhere, I think.
Is there?
Yeah,
I didn't know that. I didn't know the Bissell House was supposed to be haunted.
So we will find out. And if they win, they'll get $150,000 worth of renovations.
Interesting.
But that episode airs tomorrow night at 8 o'clock on HGTV. Don't forget, we've got Ozzie Smith coming up on the show. He will join us at 11. The Ozzy and Friends Gala and Pro-Am is coming up, and that's happening next weekend. So we'll talk to Ozzy about that. Major Garrett at 10:30. But next, it is Matt Pauly. We're going to talk some Cardinals. They've been eliminated from postseason contention, and Matt is next on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.